Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled, drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. This is episode 174. Amateur Nation is delusional. Okay, so last week's show was an abbreviated special all a la carte show as I was on the road performing at TK's Comedy Club in Dallas, Texas, where I was treated to 95 plus degree weather and great crowds, especially that Saturday night show. But this week, we are back to the original format and we have plenty to discuss. By the way, supply is running out of No Amateurs t-shirts. Certain sizes are dwindling and once they're gone and make way for a new design. So if you go to lousantini.com/shop, you'll see you get a free No Amateurs keychain with every t-shirt purchase. Or you can visit lousantini.com, click on the yellow donate button to help support this show, or go to paypal.me/amateurnation. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, lou.santini3, to get a taste of what's to come in 60-second audiograms throughout the week for the upcoming episodes, as well as the Sneak Peek Thursdays. Those are a 60-second video previews for what's to come every Thursday on Facebook and YouTube, Lou Santini Entertainment. Here's what's happening in Amateur Nation.
Topic number one.
You know, you'd think major corporations would learn from the stock-plummeting, fan-abandoning train wreck that is Disney. But as long as China keeps covering their losses, and make no mistake, they are, other companies will follow suit. Here's the thing they're not considering. Despite having their asses covered financially by the commies that fund their nonsense, pro-America doesn't forget. Pro-America boycotts. Pro-America needs to be begged to come back. Pro-America has the most expendable income and uses critical thinking, and eventually that commie money will run out. Because when China owns stock in these corrupt America Last companies, then they'll swoop in and buy the controlling stock, and then what? Just a handful of young, broke, disloyal, flighty, flaky millennial customers who are on to the next thing. Case in point, your headline. Taco Bell now pushing drag queen shows for teens at restaurants. Now, before I continue, a question. Why? Actually, why do you think? Because while Taco Bell serves every age and race and sexuality, of course, what do you think their target demo, their customer base is? Teens and millennials. Rather, drunk and or high teens and millennials. Rather, drunk and or high easily influenced teens and millennials. How about just sticking to making the world's worst Mexican hangover food? The article says the Americanized Mexican fast food joint is now pushing cross-dressing in a five-city drag brunch tour, pushing the LGBTQ agenda on teens. This radical tour will begin at its Las Vegas location, where drag queens will perform musical lip-syncing numbers, according to the Washington Times.
We understand the importance of creating safe spaces for the LGBTQIA+ community and are thrilled to provide a unique experience that spotlights and celebrates the wonderful art form of drag and its influence and culture with their chosen families, said Stephen Tresvant, Taco Bell's global chief brand officer and a man who clearly has a job that is not required.
Except one thing. To what he said. There is no importance, zero importance, for Taco Bell, any restaurant, to create safe spaces for the Ewins. Remember what I said Ewins is? Everyone who is not straight. Remember? It's from a past episode. A hell of a lot easier than trying to remember LGBTQIXZYL and just smashing your forearm against the keyboard. So he's saying drag has an influence on culture. No, it doesn't. I'm not here to debate whether drag queens don't work hard to rehearse and make costumes and perform or have a fun time. I've been to drag shows when I lived in LA. I have friends who go to many of them, gay and straight, and I'm not questioning drag queens' efforts or desire to entertain. I'm sure it's not easy, but
don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Unless you're a drag queen or are gay, and even then, by the way, just because you're gay doesn't mean you like drag. It doesn't mean all drag queens are gay. That's a fact. Drag shows are a lark, an odd diversion, an anomaly, a form of entertainment, an influence on culture.
Well, let's not start sucking each other's dicks quite yet.
The article goes on and says, Taco Bell's drag brunch tour will head next to Chicago, Nashville, New York City, and Fort Lauderdale before wrapping up in June. It is open to members of the public who are older than 18. As if the food doesn't suck enough. With this diversion, now they can go back to using Soylent Green or gerbil meat or whatever ground-up dreck they pass off as beef. Oh, by the way, this will fail. It won't generate more money or new business. No one is saying, I'd go to Taco Bell, but there's just no entertainment. They don't have anything entertaining going on while I gag on processed cheese sauce in 11 minutes. You know, something like a high dive act or a guy jumping buses with a motorcycle or a drag show. No one's saying that. I do have their new slogan, make a run for the garter. If Taco Bell stock drops and goes out of business, that could affect the lives of up to a dozen cows.
Si, se puede!
In other corporate woke failures, Target is partnering with Tomboy X to launch undergarments like chest binders and packing underwear ahead of Pride Month. So, as I said, I was performing in Dallas last week. And as is often the case when a comedian is on the road, you can only make so many phone calls, check so much email and text and lay out by the pool and hit the gym and sleep in. And, you know, I'm very disciplined when I'm on the road. I still try to get as much work done as I can and try to stay in shape and stay fit and, you know, monitor my food and alcohol intake. So while I was killing some time, I was doing a little window shopping in Target nearby to pick up some travel-sized toiletries. I noticed their pride section for children, including those Tomboy X line of clothing for transgendered children. I can assure you, I mean this, I promise you this, there was not one article of clothing missing. They were fully stocked. No one is buying it. Someone on Instagram adroitly stated, the left hates the patriarchy, but they want women to look like the patriarchy. Make it make sense. Good luck with that. Amateurs want what they want when they want it, and they are never happy. That is rule number 4 in the 30 truths about amateurs. Amateurs want what they want, how they want it, and when they want it. Oh yeah, by the way, Dropbox is hiring. That is, they're hiring everyone except white straight people. Racism disguised as affirmative action. Two words, folks. We transfer. Actually, you combine them. That's one word. It does the exact same thing Dropbox does, except we transfer works. And it's more reliable if you have to send extra large files to someone.
Topic number 2.
In other corporate woke failures, a pregnant trans man, which by the way doesn't exist, nor ever will, starred in Calvin Klein's Mother's Day campaign. We see here a train wreck of a tatted-up woman with overly collagen frog lips laying on her stomach on a bed. She embraces her pregnant trans man, boyfriend, husband, whatever, also known as a bearded dude with a beer gut, as he looks down at his baby, also known as a blocked colon. Make no mistake, amateurs think that this is real, thus the title of this episode, Amateur Nation is Delusional. It's CGI, you idiots, or frankly a fat guy exaggerating his already fat gut. It's not sexy, nor endearing, nor empowering, nor real, nor plausible. Just because there's an emoji in a Netflix movie, and by the way, Netflix is also taking a hit and dropping the hammer on its woke employees, who are stirring the pot and causing 200,000 subscribers to split the first quarter of 2022, and they are expecting another 2 million to to bail by the end of the second quarter. Just because Photoshop can make a tree look pregnant doesn't mean it's a pregnant tree. The sun still rises in the east, sets in the west. Rain falls up, not down. And men still can't get pregnant. I posted a meme for the show on my Instagram page with this quote. Now that Mother's Day is over, we can all go back to pretending men can give birth. So I got a reply from some random trans man whose Instagram profile reads his name and, of course, his pronouns. He, him, his. And he's been trans since 2011 and currently pregnant with Tristan, due in July 2022. I don't know if Tristan is the fictional baby or he's pregnant by his partner, Tristan. He replied to my post, and I quote, "They can if they're transgender." To which I replied, "Please post a pic of your sonogram and tell us how you're delivering and how your eggs were fertilized. I have yet to hear back." "My son is pregnant," said no one ever. In other news, I've read that a doctor is allowing a biological male to carry a baby during a risky womb transplant procedure. Okay, some things to consider, guy who clearly watched the movie Junior once and thought it would be a good idea and now is Dr. Frankenstein. I'm guessing the guy getting the womb transplant is fully vaccinated, so he's allowed to get the surgery. And you can CGI the shit all you want, but men cannot get pregnant. Just because you put a womb in a man and then cut him open and take a baby out does not mean he got pregnant. It means you put an embryo in a man. And if that is the case, then we get to vote on abortion now, don't we? What if the man dies during the procedure or while carrying the baby? That's a lawsuit, right? Malpractice? What say you, Dr. Frankenstein? What if the baby dies? What say you, Dr. Mengele? You know, when you see Disney ruining their empire and Target and Coke and Goodyear and other companies like Calvin Klein and Netflix ruining everything they've built, do you really think that's their corporate choice? Especially when they see other companies going woke and going broke? Do you really think it's their choice to service a portion of the population, in one example, the trans population, which is 0.4% of America? Do you think that's their choice? Of course it's not. It's China funding them and covering their losses while bowing to woke pressure in cancel culture. They are taking the short-term money rather than apologizing to America. The first company that would apologize to America in a TV ad would set the standard for so many other companies. China always plans for the next 50 years. American companies plan for the next quarter. Don't forget to follow me at lou.santini3 on Instagram. Subscribe to Lou Santini Entertainment on Facebook and YouTube. Topic number 3 is on the way. Did you get yours yet? The new No Amateurs men's and women's t-shirts and keychains. The men's tees are a soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend
in sport royal blue, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag centered atop.
Available in medium, large, extra large, and double extra large. The women's tees are a lightweight, super soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend
in royal blue and are fitted, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag.
Available in small, medium, large, and extra large.
The keychains are made from durable rubber with the No Amateurs logo and the waving American flag.
T-shirts just $22.95, keychain just $5.
Please add $6.95 for shipping and handling for all orders inside the U.S., but
free keychain with every t-shirt purchase, and if you spend $60 or more, your shipping is free. Available at lucianti.com/shop. Be a pro. Say no to amateurs and order your No Amateurs t-shirt and keychain today.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition. Inside, you'll read
the Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur.
Amateur habitats and history.
Social media plus me, me, me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
topic number 3.
This one's short, but it's a follow-up to a previous topic regarding free college tuition. Let me just ask this question that I forgot to mention last time I covered this. Why is it so important that people get free college? Why? Because it's expensive? So are houses. So are cars. You have, as a college student, 4 years to work on paying it off during college, not to mention all the time you had to save up a little bit of money up to that point. And when you have those college loans, you get a very low interest rate for many years afterwards, longer than a home loan or a car loan. So why should college be free? Because it's education? Yeah. And what are you doing with that education? What kind of education are you seeking? Education, of course, is important, but so is common sense and physical labor. If you want that free education so badly, you can get it by working hard through high school to earn a scholarship or getting a grant. So study harder in school. Work part-time, full-time while you're in high school or junior high school and save up some money. Or go to a trade school. Or don't go to college. Just because you go to college doesn't mean your financial future is a lock. Or that you will be more intelligent, as we have seen. In my opinion, the only people who should be going to college are people of a professional nature. Doctors, lawyers, engineers, and that ilk. You're going to school for marketing, political science, radio like I did? You don't need to. You don't. Admittedly, I did not need to go to college for radio broadcasting, but I enjoyed the college experience. I got the most out of it, and I liked the option of changing my major if I wanted to do that. Plus, I paid for my own college. My money, my choice. I was also interested in graphic design and even considered kinesthesiology. So just because you want a 4-year fuck-around program that your parents would probably pay for, and then somehow they get reimbursed so you can get drunk and get high and bang a lot of pussy or sit on a lot of dick surrounded by other weak-minded safe spacers, doesn't mean you should go. The media makes it seem like there's tens of thousands of dirt-poor high schoolers who would totally be going to college, but they just can't seem to scrape up the dough, when in reality is that their grades suck and or they don't have the ambition. Not all of them, of course, but most. So go find yourself in the workforce, not the University of Amateurs. All right, let's pick and choose off the a la carte menu, shall we? Wow, that was quick. All right, hang on. This is interesting. This just in. 1 out of 4 electric vehicle charging stations in San Francisco, out of order. I'm sure it's Putin's fault. Hey, May 22nd, today is Harvey Milk Day. You remember that overrated Oscar-winning snooze fest starring commie Sean Penn, right? Remember, ladies, it's not a sex strike if no one wants to tap you. Seriously, another Jurassic Park movie? Enough with the Marvel movies, superhero movies, sequels, prequels, and Star Wars crap. Let me guess what happens in this latest Jurassic Park movie. Skeptics go up against scientists. Big music, CGI at a premium, destruction, and man's disdain for nature! Which, considering the pandemic, the failed vaccines, toxic masks, etc., you'd think with all these Jurassic Park movies we would have learned something. A few quips about dinosaurs, a precocious kid or two, and bam! Same movie. And at the end, we leave it open for yet another boring sequel. Or better yet, a redo! The thrill is gone. It's over. And by the way, there is no such thing as a multiverse, okay? Add that to the list of words I can't stand. Multiverse? Not a thing. It means nothing. So let me get this straight. Black people and black audiences can have their own black TV networks like BET and certain shows on the CW with an all-black cast, with an all-black production team, but white people cannot have an all-white cast with an all-white production team. They have to show diversity. Shows like Black-ish and other specialty shows with not only black people but other minority races, they get to have their own segmented audiences and casts. But white people? Explain to me how that's equal. I'm sick and tired of shows that do one of two things. Only have one race represented, which shows pandering, or worse, stereotyping, or an overzealous attempt to show, look, there's Asian, Hispanic, black, white, trans, young, old, hipster, and square, just to make good television. The cast will be fleshed out in the writing, but shows are written with diversity first and story and humor or drama not even second or third. It's catchphrases, ethnicity quotas, and soundtracks. Be funny or dramatic or entertaining, but the networks just refuse to understand that when you try to appeal to all people rather than a target audience, the shows fail. The shows that know their audience put good writing and story first, and they always do better. How are you amateurs who are still wearing your masks enjoying the microplastics in your lungs? I know, better safe than sorry. Hey, remember when Amateur Nation went apeshit over the Peloton ad where the husband buys one for his wife and she actually liked it and used it, and Girl Nation said it was mean and fat-shaming and sexist and satanic and murdery? Funny how it's not a problem now that the House of Representatives get free Peloton memberships and yet parents can't get baby formula. You gotta love selective outrage. Hey, vaxxers! Pfizer docs that were released shows only a 12% efficacy rate, not that 95% you were told.
No!
Well, at least your DNA is altered, and at least you can
No!
The Chinadian government is now offering to pay for the euthanization of people too poor to live with dignity.
People are suffering. People are dying.
Somewhere, Bill Gates just got hard. Mike Tyson, nor the man whom he justifiably pummeled on a commercial flight recently, wanted to go to court over the assault. Now that the passenger sobered up and his brains are de-scrambled, he realized that was the pro move, because A, he was wrong, B, Tyson has money to hire the best attorneys and keep this guy tied up in court forever, and C, the video speaks for itself. That amateur had it coming. Here are some fun facts. This posted by Robert Hyde for Senate. He says this: last time the following cities had a Republican mayor. Atlanta, 1879. Shithole. Chicago, 1931. Murder capital of the country. Baltimore, 1967. Shithole. Detroit, 1962. Shithole. New Orleans, 1872. Gross. Pittsburgh, 1934, mismanaged. Seattle, 1946, used to be good, now a disaster. Philadelphia, 1952, falling apart. Democrat-run cities have failing schools, high crime, and poverty. But keep voting, Amateur Nation. Keep voting for the same crap and expect different results. I believe that's called insanity. And by the way, I know I'll get some crap for calling these cities shitholes, but I've been to most of these cities, and it doesn't take a genius to figure out that they are. Just because there are some nice spots and they have some good culture and a few good restaurants and a good sports team doesn't make them nice, livable cities. You know I'm right. All those cities I listed have been in trouble for a very long time, and they almost always lead the nation in crime. Do something about it, Amateur Nation. Don't vote for the same idiots who keeps just give you a lot of flowery words and change and blaming a president who hasn't been in office for 2 years. And finally, Kamala Slingblade Harris is at it again, speaking like we're all wearing helmets, saying nothing, and talking in slow, broken fragments, talking like you're stupid, with a quiver in her voice that sounds like Katharine Hepburn moments before she died, because that's all her multi-blowjob-giving head can put together at a time. See if you can guess the theme of this trite speech, all right? See if you can pay attention. See if you can get the theme of this speech. You ready?
That is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on, to galvanize global action. With that, I thank you all. This is a matter of urgent priority for all of us.
No, it's not.
And I know we will work on this together.
Time now for three pro things. Three things that are done right. Number one. Oh, I like this post by a guy named Rob's Gone Sailing. Ready? If Ghislaine Maxwell's client list was all Republicans, it would have already been published in the New York Times. He ain't wrong. Number two. John Force Racing Team. The team led by drag racing goat John Force had one hell of a weekend in Virginia at the NHRA Nationals, with Robert Height winning in Funny Car and John's daughter Brittany not only winning Top Fuel, but leading the points thus far in the season and yet again setting a track record of 335.82 miles an hour, and she holds 9 of the 10 fastest runs in Top Fuel history. Oh, and by the way, John Force is not sucking either. He's 73 years old and recently won the 4-wide in Charlotte. Number 3. This tweet goes right along with what I and many others have been saying regarding free tuition. It's by a guy named Brandon Gill at Real Brandon Gill. He says this: some 18-year-olds took out huge loans to party for 4 years and get worthless college degrees. Many of my high school friends took out responsible loans to buy welders and work trucks and went straight to work. My blue-collar friends should not be forced to pay irresponsible people's debt. College, it's a YP, not an MP. Follow me on Instagram at LouSantini3. Subscribe and or follow me at LouSantini Entertainment on Facebook and YouTube. Go to Etsy, do a search for No Amateur Tees and get yours today, or LouSantini.com/shop and get a free keychain with every order, or email the show with a topic idea or comment and get both for free. Lou@LouSantini.com. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast, it's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Major production.
Thanks, Lou. We'll see you next week.